Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Got, so much going on. I want to get into the economy's falling apart. I mean, the dollar's going to collapse. It's not if, it's when, in my opinion. It is outpacing this Chinese coronavirus. It's most people are like done with, like, let's move on. Like, let's learn to live with it and move on. It's nice to see parents standing up. We need to have more across this nation against this critical race theory crap. I mean, what's funny is how Democrats segregated people back in the day, and now they're getting people to do it now, willy-nilly. Police say a newborn in New Mexico was found alive in a dumpster. I mean, me and my wife can't have kids. My wife's not a producer, by the way, but, you know, so many people I know can't have kids, and you see parents that abuse the kids, throw them away. It's just sickening. It's just sad. President Joe Biden is giving a speech in Georgia, and a lot of people didn't want him there. I don't want him there. I wouldn't want Joe Biden in my state. I don't know what day it is. Sad. Don't worry, because the White House triple-vaxxed. See, this is what I truly believe. That there are people that think that if you're vaccinated, people can only get the coronavirus from unvaccinated. I mean, because they still try to blame us. And the problem out there is, hey, these viruses don't work. Don't worry, because I see all these posts. Imagine if people didn't get the polio vaccine, where would we be? Well, the polio vaccine stopped polio. This hasn't stopped crap. Don't worry, because Sona Sotomayor, the Supreme Court Justice, has come out saying that why can't OSHA regulate the human body like a machine if it's spewing a virus? We're a human machine. And why can't they regulate us? Why can't they control us and tell us what we can and cannot do? I'm sure, you're breathing wrong, so we're going to have to regulate that. We noticed that you're taking in too much oxygen that isn't precious for this environment, so we're going to have to put something on you to regulate the oxygen that goes into your body. Sorry. To OSHA. Ridiculous. Don't worry, the Department of Homeland Security, they've got it all under control, because this non-border crisis has 50,000 immigrants in this country that they can't account for, don't know who they are, where they are, nothing. Who knows if they're terrorists? Who knows what they are? Who knows what they've been vaccinated against? What they haven't, because in their country, they may not have a polio vaccine. They may not have vaccines that they may bring stuff that we have pretty much eliminated. You might have cases where someone here has polio. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Matthew 23:11 says, the greatest among you must be a servant. The greatest among you must be a servant. The greatest among you must be a servant. You ain't better than me. I ain't better than you. Just because I'm on this radio doesn't mean I'm better than you. Are you better than me? We all need to look after each other. Yeah, I went to the Buck Tree, I call it, the Dollar Tree. It's not a Dollar Tree anymore because it's now a, and one of my cousins told me that she saw it yesterday, but everything at Dollar Tree is now $1.25. Except for, like, the cards are still, like, 2 for $1 and stuff like that. There's still some, like, some of the items that are, like, you know, 2 for whatever, you know, like, they're 69 cents or whatever, but everything's up to $1.25 now at the Buck Tree. And it's not like the quality's going to go up. It's, I remember the Dollar Tree, you can get some pretty good stuff back in the day. Now, because I have a, it was like 2003 and 4, I think they did a cobblestone collection where it was like these porcelain kind of like little village. I love it. It's my favorite. Now you, now they've had like one like last year and I think a couple pieces this year and they're like cheapy plastic and they're like crap. I'm like, man. But like you could get like shave cream at the Dollar Tree that was like the normal size. If they had like a deodorant there was a normal size deodorant. Now they have like little travel size kind of things that they have cheap, you know, smaller versions. But that's, but Biden, that's Biden's America. It's Biden's America for you. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. It's okay. It's Biden's America. Don't worry, folks. It's falling apart. You know, when the when the economy is so bad that it's trumping this China, well, people are done with this China virus stuff. They're done with this crap. People are seeing vaccinated people left and right get coronavirus. I see so many comments where people, I'm like, this is not a political comment. I know so many people that are sick with coronavirus who are vaccinated and so many unvaccinated people that don't have it at all. I don't get it. But, hey, it's okay. Don't worry. Dr. Fauci will save you. And I put my faith in Jesus Christ. Yeah. But it's nuts. This China virus, we call it the China virus because it comes from China. Isn't as bad as this. The economy is. This economy is falling apart. I've met people that are not from here. You know, they came from another place. And guess what happened when they came from another place? They're like, communism isn't coming. It's already here. And these are people who are not from America. They come here to get away from communism. Like, oh, it's already here. If you're standing in line waiting to vote and they call the state for this candidate or that candidate, huh, yeah, that's called communism. They do it and you'll sit there standing in line waiting to vote, and they'll say, so-and-so wins for a fifth term. And you haven't even cast your vote yet. And they're already declaring this person's gonna continue to lead Poland or whatever. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's scary. I mean, and I don't, it's like I was talking about Monday. So many people that are vaccinated that have the coronavirus, no one's sitting there questioning how they got the coronavirus that they're vaccinated. But the same people were bitching, you need to get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. Well, same person now is, I would have been, I'd probably be way more sick if it wasn't for the vaccine. I don't remember anyone going, I'm glad I got that polio vaccine because yeah, I got polio, but it's not as bad. No. They got polio vaccine and they're safe. I mean, in Canada now, I want to bring up the article. Hey, where is it? In Canada. Yeah, in Quebec, they want to significantly tax the unvaccinated, like make it like ridiculous. And I think it's, yeah, the Democrats see this, they'll be all over that. Okay, well, we can't do a mandate, but we can do a vaccination tax. Because even though vaccinated people are getting COVID at record numbers, we need to test only the unvaccinated people because, you know, that's what we have to do because you won't shut up and get the shot. You're actually thinking, which we said you don't do because you're, see, nothing makes sense. All these idiots that were telling us that we don't think for ourselves, we only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell us. Now that we're actually questioning things and thinking for ourselves, now they don't know what to do. Now they're saying, you just shut up and not think and just do this vaccine. No, sorry. And there's a lot of conjecture that Betty White and Danny Tanner, Full House, had died from the boosters because there's conjecture that it's crazy that you know, they believe that they had, Betty White is believed to have had a clot. So, and clots happen because of, in some cases, the vaccine can cause clots. They say it's undetermined, but they both got the booster, and Betty White, we believe she had like a mini stroke or something like a week before, and then I believe she had a clot from the booster shot, which has been a common side effect. And maybe Bob Saget might have had the same thing, because as soon as they heard he died, everyone, bam, did he have the vaccine? Did he have the boosters? Is he, you know? But it's just one of those things that it's just kind of scary, you know? That because, like, there's posters that say, because there's all this, like, disinformation stuff from the CDC. Well, like they have, like, myth questions, like, does it alter the DNA and all this stuff? I'm like, well, in 2013, the Supreme Court already ruled that if you can change the mRNA of the human DNA, you can no longer be considered human because your DNA is altered and you could actually lose your human rights, because then, hey, that AstraZeneca owns your DNA because that's their specific DNA that it altered. I know they kind of can. I don't know if they fully can, but I've been told that they can gene splice, basically like doctors will have to play God in a sense, because, okay, if you have an extra Y chromosome that makes you Down syndrome, or, you know, you get rid of that one chromosome, and you find out what's wrong with the DNA, and if you fix that in the DNA, boom, no more Down syndrome, no more this. So if it's a DNA issue that causes diabetes, bam, there's a DNA issue that causes you to have autoimmune issues, they can fix it. But do you do that? Do you play God? Do you not? As great as it can be on one side where, hey, you can fix someone who has Down syndrome, or you can do this or that, there can be, I'm sure, an evil side to it too. Well, guess what? We'll alter this, and it's no longer human. Therefore, that DNA, yeah, we have the patent for that DNA that your DNA altered into. Therefore, you're no longer human, and we own you, and we control you, and we can tell you what to do or not do. You don't have freedom. You lose human rights. Oh, don't believe me? Supreme Court said if the mRNA is altered in a human body, then it's not necessarily human anymore. You know, it's like when Monsanto went to court. You can't patent corn. Sure you can, as long as you get the same DNA genetics every time and you patent that genetics. So I'm not saying that the vaccine can alter the DNA. I've heard people say that I heard something where there's a warning on the COVID pills because it can mess with your DNA somehow. So it's just one of those things that with a 1.1, with like a 1% or less death rate, I mean, like, you got to think to yourself, why did they have a vaccine for something that's very survivable? And most people that die from COVID, they don't die from COVID. They get COVID, but then because of COPD or some other, they have underlying conditions that, okay, if they would have gotten pneumonia, they probably wouldn't survive. If they would have gotten the flu, they probably wouldn't survive. All these things. It's not like, okay, this is 100% perfectly healthy human being that got COVID and died, bam. But I stick by my statement. I've always, like there's the, and I can see the pussycats in, okay, Dr. Fauci needs to be taken care of now, not, well, once we get power in 2022, we're going to take care of, no. You guys are a roaring lion now. Have something happen to him. I mean, Dr. Fauci is one of many that needs to be taken and publicly hung or put in jail for the rest of his life at minimum. Look at all these people that get investigated and it goes nowhere. You know, as soon as they get in, as soon as, if the Republicans take back the House and the Senate, they'll be like, hey, we need to have some bipartisanship. Yeah, you got to remember, it's one government against the people. There's no difference. There's no difference, folks. That's the problem. And people, I mean, just as bad as there's like two parties, it's basically one government against the people. It's just, people need to wake up. How can I get the coronavirus? I was vaccinated. I would sit there like, yeah, can I still get the coronavirus if I'm fully vaccinated? Because if I'm, then why are you calling it a vaccine? That's what I want to know. Why call it a vaccine if it doesn't have an actual dead or a very weakened host for your body to fight? I mean, you have all these Republicans going off on these, you know, kudos for demanding answers about January 6th and with the FBI involved. It ain't going to go anywhere. Hillary Clinton's never going to get investigated. I don't want to see Hillary Clinton investigated. I want to see her in prison. I want to see the people involved on January 6th that made sure that happened, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter people and the government people that ensured, and then the people that opened up the and basically let them in. It's like there was the guy the night before, and I can't think of his name right now, but he's like, on tomorrow when this happens, we need to storm the Capitol. We need to storm the Capitol. And everyone's like, Fed, like Antifa, Antifa. They knew when somebody was chanting, when someone was basically saying, we need to storm the Capitol, people knew it was not, that was never the intent of anyone there. There were some people, I guarantee you, and I would be probably one of them, that if they stormed, I'd be okay, let's do this. It's sad that that quote insurrection wasn't a real one, and they didn't storm their house, because their tax dollars paid for that. It's funny how that's their house. They didn't insurrect nothing. That's their house. Their taxes pay for that. My taxes pay for that. I can walk in there anytime I want to, or should be able to, as long as I'm not in. Oh yeah, yeah. It's such an insurrection that we're gonna stop and pose and take photos. If you think that all those glamour studio photos that they were taking, you know, those photos, like I said before, remember those whole cameras where you spun the thing and it had like a 5-second delay before it, when it got to the end, it would click and it would take the picture so you could get in front of the camera. Yeah, that's what those photos looked like. They were staged photos. Like, okay, it wasn't like it was a blurry photo because you're taking a photo of them as they're running. They're in there posing. That's not an insurrection. But don't worry, because Nancy Pelosi supported the Wisconsin State House insurrection in 2011. Remember that one? But that's the problem. People aren't real anymore. People aren't questioning anything. Well, how did I get a virus from a vaccine that's supposed to end it? You're told, take this virus and you'll end the pandemic. Well, there is no virus in that vaccine. Either weakened or dead. It's not. They've changed the definition. No one's questioning, except for, I think, Whoopi Goldberg's like, I had boosters and everything. How could I get COVID? Because you're stupid. Because you're stupid and, you know, we live in a world where every 5 minutes the Democrats and some rhino Republicans change their mind and no one questions it. The vaccine's gonna end it all. Nope, not. I could at least respect somebody if they said, hey, I was told this vaccine was going to end the pandemic. How in the heck are people who are fully vaccinated getting the virus? I got the virus. I tested positive for coronavirus and I was fully vaccinated. What the heck? I want answers. Then at least I could respect them because, hey, they believed what they were told, that this would end the pandemic, but now they realize that now that a cruise ship of 3,200 people, all negative COVID tests, all fully vaccinated, and 17 cases come out of it, he's woke up. He's demanding answers of why was I given something that was supposed to end the pandemic, and now I can still get the virus, even though I'm... And And you're going to tell me it's safe? How can you tell me that this is a safe vaccine when you're telling me that you're confused because 7 months ago you said this vaccine would end the pandemic once everyone's vaccinated. Now people are still getting the vaccine. It leads me to two conclusions. One, either they were lying to you and they knew this vaccine would lose potency in 6 months and they'd have a 40% or 30% or 13% effectiveness rate. It would drop that significantly and they knew it, but they weren't going to tell you that, or they didn't know it and they're shocked that, whoops, we didn't think this vaccine would lose its effectiveness that greatly. Maybe like from 95% to 90%, but not 90% to 13% or 40%. And if they truly don't know that that was going to happen, then how can they say they know the long-term effects of this vaccine? How can they say they know what this vaccine is going to do to you long-term? So either they truly don't know the long-term effects of this vaccine because they thought it was going to have its effectiveness stay pretty close to 90% the whole time, or it's not. Or they're either lying to you or they're not. And if they knew that this effectiveness would drop, then they know the long-term side effects potentially, and they're just not going to tell you, or vice versa. Or they don't know the long-term side effects because they didn't know this vaccine was going to drop effectiveness so rapidly of it. And you get all these posts from the CDC. It's safe and effective, and you need to protect. Why do I need to? How am I protecting people getting the vaccine when everyone I know that's vaccinated has COVID? Or vice versa. Basically, I read that sign about. Trap myself. I'm like, are you kidding me? You need to protect your family, community, everyone by getting the vaccine. We have people vaccinated where I work, and a crap ton of them are having COVID. A crap ton of these people have COVID who are fully vaccinated. So I know so many people who have commented non-politically that say, hey, I don't have the vaccine, and I'm not had COVID. And I know people that got COVID, and as soon as they got better, they got the vaccine, and they've had COVID again. I know of 7 people personally who were panicked because they got COVID. So they got the vaccine, like, once they were, you know, within a month of getting over COVID, and they've had COVID again. But don't worry. I mean, you got Sonia Sotomayor from the Supreme Court basically saying that we should be like, why, she's asking, and she's gotten tons of kickback for this, why can't OSHA regulate the human body like a machine if it's spewing a virus? So she wants to take us and have us be like a, and be able to control us and run our lives. Like I've said before, the passport is going to be, it's on the bias of safety and security because it's a vaccine, quote, passport now, but just wait. It's going to be on your phone, and if they don't like you, they'll make your passport red, and you won't be able to go shop, you won't be able to do certain things. They're going to restrict you, whether you're compliant or not. It doesn't matter if you have every shot, you have everything. If they don't like you, you say one thing wrong on Facebook, okay, make his passport red. He can't go anywhere. He can't get on a bus. He can't travel. He can't do anything. He can't go to work. Because there's a country... Oh, I forget which country it was, and they have, like, you can still work and you can still shop and stuff, but, like, if you don't have the vaccine, you're very, 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 very limited. You have, like, an hour where you can go out and do stuff, and then you have to be home, and they're monitoring you. So it's not like you can just kind of kick it and hang out and hope you don't get caught. You know, you're able to go to work and go home. And that's it, and there's a crap load of restrictions because you're not vaccinated at work. But then you have like an hour at a certain time where you can go out and do stuff, and it's very, very monitored. Basically communism, but don't worry, folks. It's already here in America. People just are too stupid to see it. Just like these people that are too stupid to realize that they were told that this vaccine would get them back to normal, and now the same people that are saying that and telling me to try to get me to get the vaccine are now like, oh man, yeah, I got COVID. Aren't you vaccinated? Yeah, but I'd have been way sicker. I'd have been so much more sicker if it wasn't for the vaccine. Oh, I probably would have been hospitalized with COVID if it weren't for the vaccine. Okay, I thought this vaccine you told me was going to end it. You shouldn't be able to get it. And they don't get the fact that they shouldn't be able to get COVID if they're vaccinated. It shouldn't lessen the symptoms. And if it is just lessening the symptoms, then it's a shot, like the flu shot. It's not an actual true vaccine. But these people are too stupid. But you got this Supreme Court justice. I'm sure there's people out there that would praise this woman, saying that, oh, OSHA should be able to regulate you like a machine and tell you what you can and cannot do. Control, yep, you're going to have to, you're going to, because I'm just waiting for them to, and I don't know if they can do this, but if it doesn't, if the Supreme Court rules that this is unconstitutional, I have a feeling they're going to present a tax. It's a vaccination tax, because these unvaccinated people, even though 67.7% of the population that's in the hospital right now with COVID are vaccinated people. Yeah, we need to only test unvaccinated ones. Don't know why, because everyone I know that's got COVID is fully vaccinated, but they don't have to test every week, but we're going to have to. Yeah, and we're going to have to do a, yeah, it'll be a tax on the unvaccinated. Then I will find out, then I will exploit the new definition of vaccine, and I'm vaccinated, yeah, I took this, this is my vaccine. But it's scary. I mean, she's lunar. She's a lunar alert. It's like crazy. Well, I think that the human body can be controlled by OSHA. Anyone thinks that the government agency, OSHA, should be able to control what you put in your body? Just wait until the mandate is an abortion mandate, where what you do is, okay, if you have to tell the government you're pregnant, and then it's up to the government to decide if you can have the baby or not. And if you have twins or triplets or quadruplets or whatever they call them, octuplets, the government may deem, okay, you can keep like three of them and the rest you have to kill. It's an abortion mandate. It's population control, what it really is. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. If they can mandate you get a vaccine, they can force you to do anything they want to. They're just going to change the mandate. Like I've said before, with this Obama tax, all they have to do is add a tax to it, and they can force you to do it. Well, you have to have health care. Well, no, you don't have to have health care, but there's a tax if you don't have it. A fine. If you don't have health care, it's a fine. We want you to stay healthy so much that we're going to fine you for not having health care. If I was healthy, I wouldn't need health care. Don't care. It's like we were talking one time, a bunch of people, because they want to get rid of the penny and round up. If you have a choice between rounding from like 3 cents to, like if you have a choice between rounding up from 53 cents to 55 cents or down to 50 cents, let's round up. Are you stupid? Why would you want to give more of your money away? But then that's the same type of person that would be like, oh, they can take more in taxes. I don't care. As long as everyone gets health care. Yeah, and do you know where it's going to go to? A lot of it's going to go to people that don't even live here, that weren't even born here, that get benefits you can't get or I can't get. We were natural born citizens. Or that's I'm just keep it right there. They'll get benefits you can't get, and they won't even have to pay for it, because they're probably not even working. They're probably living off of government programs you can't even apply for. Oh, that $800,000 house you live in? Oh yeah, I just crossed the border and look at what they give me, the government. Oh yeah. See my new teeth? Oh yeah, I got all new teeth. I'm a U.S. citizen, taxpayer, and I can't afford implants. And you got them, and you were given them by the government. What the heck? What? Oh, yeah, man, it's great, man. Just makes me want to cross the border and say, hola, ¿cómo estás? I'm here, Biden. Hola, Biden. I'm here. Aquí por la casa. I'm here. You know, like, so I can get all the free crap. No, I actually want to earn what I have. But it's getting dang near impossible because for every dollar you make, things go up by $5. That's why I try to buy American when I can. I try to buy. But, you know, they keep, I mean, why should I have to pay taxes if they're just going to spend whatever they want to? But what's scary is Democrats are getting away from this Build Back Better like the plague because they realize the majority of Americans don't want this. Now, the question I have is how much did they know about stuff like this? Like, did these Democrats think that all this Build Back Better crap and stuff that Biden's trying to do as a puppet, you know, because he's a puppet. He's not really. He's just being, they're just feeding him stuff. He don't know what he's doing. But did they think that it was going to go and people were going to support all this crap? Or did they like, Lord help us, Captain. Did they not realize, because there are some people that, like, I know didn't like Trump, but they sure in the heck didn't want what this was. And, like, you know, me and my mom kind of got into a little, not an argument, but just a kind of a light discussion. Kind of heated, because I'm like, no. And my mom's like, no, they did vote for this. I'm like, sort of, but they didn't. But, like, they didn't expect this. But then I would tell them, like I told my mom, what do you think Biden meant on day one when he said, well, he's getting rid of America first? How can you, and I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, Conservative, Libertarian, I don't care what you are, no party affiliation, what do you think he means when he says, okay, we're getting rid of America first? Who's first then? I know it's first China. That's, I mean, got about 21 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. Wake up where you are. Stand up. Support someone who wants to get the vaccine, but make sure that if you don't want to get it, you shouldn't be forced to. I'm trying to find, I don't know where they do their videos now because it's not on Diamond, it's not on YouTube, but Diamond and Silk, they supposedly have a lady, I think it was not yesterday, but the day before, like in the last couple days, that she tells you, like, if you're forced to get that, they try to force you to get the vaccine, all the stuff you can do, because there's somewhere, there's a website, and if I can find it, I'm going to share the link, where it shows you, like, this is a piece of paper you can put in front of your company's face and say, okay, if I'm going to get the vaccine, this is, before I get it, someone's signing this, I want someone held liable. Since the pharmaceutical manufacturers are exempt from any problems with the vaccine, something's got to happen. Do you know what I mean? That's one thing people don't realize. If you ever have a permanent issue with the vaccine, and that's what I mean, if they weren't during the day, because I work during the day, I would love to get down to the state capitol because they've had discussions, because I would love to have my voice heard. Yeah, I gotta, because that's one question I'd ask. I'd say, okay, if I'm going to get this vaccine, who is going to pay if I have a permanent issue? If I've lost usage of my left arm? If I have a stroke and I'm needing cardiac care for the rest of my life, or I'm having a permanent issue from this vaccine, since the pharmaceutical company is not held accountable for this, because they actually, these pharmaceutical manufacturers, they are actually not liable. If you look into it, a vaccine is not considered HIPAA, so they can't ask you if you're vaccinated, and it's not violating your HIPAA laws, first of all. But if you, but the vaccine manufacturers, that you can't go after them because they don't have any liability towards the vaccine. So if you have a problem with the vaccine, yeah, good luck with that one because you're stuck with it because nothing you can do. Yep. They have written it to where the vaccine manufacturers are not liable for any damages. There's, I think, a couple countries where I think if you have a problem, people have been awarded like a big chunk of change, but they're screwed up for the rest of their life. They're messed up. But in the United States, that's the problem. They don't have any liability with the vaccine. So if you're permanently messed up, because there's a guy that's a video that got the vaccine and he looks like Michael J. Fox, only 10 times worse. I wonder what that's for the rest of his life. And guess who's, and he's probably going to have to pay for it because the pharmaceutical companies can't be held liable. I mean, you got Ted Cruz barking up a storm, Ron Paul barking up a storm, but good. It's not going to go anywhere. Like in Georgia, there's ballot harvesting. And we're investigating it. I don't want to hear investigations. I want to hear, okay, let me know when someone's being thrown in federal prison. That Maxwell, if she does name names, I'll believe it when they're held accountable. I mean, I've seen where Will Ferrell was on that plane. And he was at Epstein Island doing stuff with those young girls. That's why I can't stand him. Because he's a perv. He's a predator. But so what? If nothing's going to happen to these people, so what? Oh, we're going to investigate. Investigate all you want. Nothing's going to come of these. I mean, there's talk that people want Hillary Clinton and they're trying to get her to run in 2024. Go for it. Third time's a strikeout. See, I think people forget to remember when Hillary Clinton said, hey, if I go down, I'm taking half of D.C. with me. See, I think that's what happened in Trump's presidency. He realized that, okay, yeah, I've got a whole bunch of people behind me that are not going to do a damn thing about it. The FBI is not on my side. This is not on my side. None of these. I mean, you got Department of Homeland Security that say that there's more than 50,000 migrants that have been released into this country, that they don't know who they are, where they are, whatever. Don't worry, folks. Who knows who they are? How do you know they're not Al-Qaeda terrorists that came over with the migrants? That's not, I didn't say. And that's the thing. And I got someone on that. I said, I never said it is. I'm saying, how can you say it's not? You can't tell me that everyone that went, that came here across the border was a law-abiding citizen. What people don't understand, that's when I tell these migrants in their own language, just to let you know, the Democrats are trying to make the same country you just left. Why don't they stay in their country and try to make it? I'm not trying to leave. I'm trying to keep the freedoms I have. But there's so many stupid idiots that want to have their freedoms taken away. See, I think they need to mandate the vaccine because for the betterment of this nation, man, we're never going to get back to normal because you won't get the vaccine. Okay, well, four people at my job that I work around have had coronavirus since they've been vaccinated, so how are we going to get back to normal if people are still getting, well, they're getting COVID only because, see, a vaccinated person can only get COVID from an unvaccinated person. So if you had the vaccine in you like you should, then they wouldn't be able to get the coronavirus because vaccinated people can't spread it to other vaccinated people. I swear people think that way. But then when you tell them the cruise ship story, and man, that's not true, man. Yeah, it is. It's like some lady tried to tell me that she doesn't know one person that's been, everyone she knows that has COVID is unvaccinated. I don't know one person that has COVID that's vaccinated. And so what? Now they have the antibodies. Now they're golden for at least a year. I'm like, you didn't know that Whoopi Goldberg is, you know, I could list off a ton of people. AOC's got it. And she's supposedly vaccinated. Supposedly they've gotten the shot. There's no guarantee of it, but that's what they claim. When are people going to learn, you know? Triple vaccinated. You know, I mean, that should be your first clue when you have people coming out saying, well, the definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated will change. That should be going off here. What do you mean change? It shouldn't change. That's the one question I do, one of the questions I do have. Because I mean, when you look at, I'm one of those people that I know it came from the Wuhan lab. I believe it was intentional that this leak was done on purpose. The fact that they're trying to shove this vaccine down our throats, like, you can't tell me that, oh, this is, there's something up with this vaccine that they're trying to make sure that every single American, no matter what, gets the vaccine. It does not matter. Because, I mean, there are people that basically want to have no exemption for, I don't care. Well, you're going to kill people, so even if you're going to die, well, one less person to spread COVID. Because, I mean, I know people that literally, if you were to die, if you're going to get a vaccine, they would, well, you still need to get it. Dude, it'll kill me, so... So you're going to kill people and spread the virus around and get people sick and have them die. You're going to be selfish. You need to just get the vaccine. I know you're going to die, but hey, it's going to save way more lives. One less person that can spread COVID. I know people that think that way. That, like, there should be no exemption for any reason. Oh, since religious exemptions exist, we got to stop. We got to ban Christianity. I'm just waiting for them to say that. I can't wait for them to try to ban Christianity in America and say that you can't use a religious exemption because in America you can't believe in God. I can see it. I mean, 6 months ago's conspiracy theory is this month's facts. But I've said this. I guarantee you, I don't know when it's going to happen, but at some point the Democrats are going to admit, oh yeah, we rigged the election. Trump legitimately won this election. He won all 50. He won California even. They'll admit it, and you'll have them go, so what? Who cares? They won't care. And that's going to come. Just like all these things that were conspiracy theories, now that when they're proven fact, so what? Who cares? So what? Who cares? You're the one, you were the stupid, retarded idiot that told me that I just need to get a vaccine so we can get back to normal. And now I'm telling you that you'll never get back to normal. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. There's nothing the Jews could have done that would have stopped Hitler from doing what he did. Or maybe if I'm good in this concentration camp, they're not going to put me in a rice shower and kill me. Sorry. Yeah, we can't really do this vaccine because it violates the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Treaty. So we got to figure out how we can we got to do something so that we can get it by. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to manipulate everything so they can get stuff through. And I have a feeling that they're going to go to the Supreme Court 15, 16 times, whatever it takes, until they get some sort of mandate to where the vaccine is shoved down our throats. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, but I see that. I really do. I really see that. I really see that them doing whatever they can to force this on us. And there's people that are going to support this, not realizing that, okay, if this mandate goes through, then what else are they going to mandate about us? But don't worry, folks. It's okay. No, it's not okay. Wipe your butt up. You're losing your country. Like that post says all the time. I'm afraid to post something because I might lose my job. You're about to lose your damn country. And I'm also looking into this because I'm debating where to, because my conversation page is one thing away from being totally like wiped off the planet. So I'm trying to find out where I can put the conversation page. So when I figure out what I'm going to do with that, I'm the, you know, because just ridiculous. Because I swear they manipulate stuff. Well, I mean, stuff that, like, when you're trying to prove someone didn't commit suicide and they say that, well, that violates our suicide code. And that even hurts me further when I lost someone to suicide. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just keep complying and you'll comply your way out of tyranny. See, I think the Jews would have survived those concentration camps if they would have just done what Hitler said and just complied with them and just, you know. Yeah. My whole point on this show tonight, folks, I'm trying to wake you up to the hypocrisies of, well, if anyone can explain to me how someone can go from this thing is going to get us back to normal to now, they now, I wish more people would say, how could I get coronavirus if I'm fully vaccinated? I don't understand. I was told this was getting me, they're not sitting there going, this was going to get me back to normal. Those same idiots are like, I'd have been way sicker. Thanks to this vaccine, I'm not. No. You know, I wish more people would wake up to that philosophy and that thinking of, I wish more people would actually sit there and have that viewpoint of, wait a minute here, I was told this is, why am I getting this virus? Why are people still getting sick and spreading who are fully vaccinated? But they're not. And that's why I'm trying to wake people up and trying to, you know, if you really support Sonia Sotomayor, who thinks that we should be, that OSHA should be able to tell us what we can do with our body, ma'am, you're going to have to get approval from OSHA before you can have a baby because, you know, it might not be time. You know, you might not, you know, OSHA might not allow you to have your kid right now. I know you and your husband want to have kids and you're ready to have kids, but, you know, you got to get approved through OSHA because, you know, OSHA controls your body and, it's communism's here, folks. Kind of like I've said before, Elvis, they couldn't show his pelvis. There's the In Living Color song, the pelvis of Elvis, too dangerous for the masses. Now you got people basically, now you got pornos basically on the music awards. They just take a, it's like the tobacco industries. They would talk amongst each other. Well, yeah, since they passed this new legislation, how far could you push it before they finally started to say, you're going probably a little too far. And sometimes they would try to break the rules and see if they get busted or do it in a way where technically, if you look at it like this, we're breaking the rule. But if you look at it like that, we're not really, you know, and they would go right up to the limit as far as they could and push it as hard as they could. And then they would back off. And that's what this administration is doing. They go just up to the point to where, and then they back off. Then they go a little bit further and they back off. And what ends up happening is the bar gets further and further moved. You have a foot-long ruler, and at the six-inch mark is the Constitution. Far right is not one law. Far left is total. You can't breathe unless the government gives you permission. Where do you want to be on that line? And they keep moving that line further left, further left. And they get people to accept that their freedom's being taken away. Well, we need to save kids. That's why we need to get rid of these guns. So how is your gun control going to stop a criminal who's going to get a gun on the black market? Cocaine's been banned for years. Well, actually, you can actually get it as a prescription, but like heroin's banned. But I can get heroin anywhere you want. All you can use, if you know who to talk to on the right street corner, you can get anything you want to in any city in all 50 states. You just got to know who to talk to. But it's banned. But there's hundreds of thousands of kilos coming into America every day, but cocaine's banned. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to this conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I got about a minute and a half, and then I'm out of here, and then probably go help my wife here in about an hour. But I want to thank you so much. Yeah, she takes care of people, and if I can be there for her, if it's getting her something or doing something for her, just being of assistance. You know, that's what we try to do for each other, and that's what this country was founded on, people helping people and being there for people. So thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to this hour. Hopefully you wake up. Hopefully, and question people. If they're fully vaccinated and they've gotten COVID, say, how could you? You shouldn't be able to get a virus if you're fully vaccinated. And question them. And be nice about it. So you've got the vaccine and you still got COVID? How can that be? People aren't getting polio who are vaccinated from polio. What's going on? Even if you support the vaccine, you should be against this mandate, because they can mandate one thing, they'll mandate and control your whole life. Remember, folks, remember this. With a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Be those pioneers that held up the flag on the rampart, because they knew what it meant if the flag hit the ground. Good night, all, and until next Monday, God bless, and goodbye.